Bright Star is a new musical written by Steve Martin and Edie Brickell. Our theater critic, J. Wynn Russick, is here. Happy New Year, Judy.
Happy New Year, Tom.
So excuse me, but Steve Martin wrote a musical. How cool is that? Along with Edie Brickell. Steve's a great musician.
Yes.
But he wrote the book to this, I guess, right? And the music with Edie Brickell. It's amazing. So these are names obviously not usually associated with musicals, although Steve Martin's done so many other things, it's not surprising that here he is in yet another venue. How would you characterize this musical?
Well, Tom, I think of it as a bluegrass southern gothic melodrama.
Oh, yes. One of those. I got it.
I think it's a new genre. I don't know. But Steve Martin has written a script that is pure southern gothic. It's set in the South. It's dark. It has love. It has death. It has some grotesque elements. There's a very strong literary tradition in the South, of course, and literature figures into the plot. This isn't Martin's first foray into playwriting. As you mentioned, he's really a Renaissance man, and he's written a couple of plays, straight plays. He wrote a piece called Picasso at the Lapin Agile that's been pretty widely produced, including in Baltimore. But Tom, what I'm really excited about is the score that he collaborated on with Edie Brickell. She also wrote the lyrics, and it is a just glorious bluegrass score.
He's a great banjo player.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I mean, he's
yeah.
won awards for banjo playing.
And yeah. she is a singer-songwriter, and she had formed a pop band in the late 80s called the New Bohemians. And Brickell and Martin have two bluegrass albums together. The second one of these, the newest one, which is called So Familiar, came out in October, and almost half of the songs on that album are in the musical Bright Star. It has this really strong, memorable, melodic score. The title track of that new album, So Familiar, is one of the songs in the show. It's my favorite song in the show. I brought it with me. You'll hear her singing, and you'll hear Steve Martin on the banjo.
So familiar,
singer-songwriter Edie Brickell performing So Familiar. It's from the album of that same name. It's co-written with Steve Martin. And Martin, by the way, Martin and Brickell, they don't actually appear in this. They wrote this, but they're not in this production
That's
of
right.
Bright Star
That's
at the
right.
Kennedy Center.
Right. I will say, Steve Martin and Edie Brickell and her husband Paul Simon were sitting across the aisle from me on opening night.
Is
and
it the Paul Simon?
Yes, it is. It's
oh my
the
gosh.
Paul Simon.
What a great dinner party that would be.
And they all seem pretty pleased with the show.
Of course, he's a great writer. I mean, I love his novels. I love Shop Girl. I mean, he's, as you say, he's written plays and stuff. So he's good at plot. He knows how to put stuff together. Take us through some of this Southern Gothic plot, you call it.
Well, there are these two central romantic couples, but the romances take place in two different time periods, in the 1920s and in the 1940s. And one couple consists of a young woman who works in a bookstore in a small town and a soldier who is also an aspiring writer. He's just back from World War II. And the soldier starts getting short stories published in a literary magazine. The second couple consists of the editor of that literary magazine. Her name is Alice, and her story flashes back to the 1920s when she was in love with the mayor's son. Now, I should say the plot turns on a huge coincidence, but I have to say, the more I thought about it, I realized that there are huge coincidences in Shakespeare and in Shaw and in the Greeks.
Yeah.
The coincidence.
Stuff happens,
of course,
Judy. Stuff
it
happens.
It does. It does. And this coincidence is very similar to a coincidence in Oscar Wilde's Importance of Being Earnest, interestingly enough.
All right.
Like all good melodramas, this one has a really wide range of emotions. The first act ends on a really tragic note, but the second act starts with a hopeful number that's not easy to pull off. It's called, very optimistically, Sun's Gonna Shine. Characters from both stories and both time periods are on stage at once in that number. I brought that second act opening number. This is actually from a recording session, and it features Carmen Cusack, who plays Alice, singing with the chorus.
There's Carmen Cusack and the cast of Bright Star, the new musical by Edie Brickell and Steve Martin. That Sun's Gonna Shine from a recording. So if she's the lead, how's the rest of the cast do? How is she and the rest of the cast do?
Well, she is just swell. She has the presence and she has the voice to lead the cast. She sings and talks with a southern accent and a twang. when she's singing, I have to say that accent sometimes is so strong that I lost some of the lyrics. There are two leading men. Paul Alexander Nolan plays Alice's love interest. A.J. Shively is the returning soldier. They're both excellent. There's an actress named Hannah Ellis, who's also lovely as the soldier's love interest. I want to say just a little bit about the way the show looks. The supporting cast actually moves all of the scenery, including this wooden cabin that is also the bandstand. And the scenery moving is choreographed along with the dances. The choreography's by Josh Rhodes. The direction's by Walter Bobby. I'm not sure who's responsible for the scenery moving. It's a little too busy.
So as we finish up, Bright Star is scheduled to open on Broadway in March. So is it ready?
Well, Tom, the score is terrific, but musicals rise and fall on their scripts. This has an all-original script, which is a very difficult thing to do. I think it still needs some tightening, still needs some clarification. The character of Alice, the editor, tells the soldier he needs to write a tale of pain and redemption, and that's what this musical is. The ending is very satisfying, it's an audience pleaser, and I think with a little clarification, it could make it on Broadway.
Terrific. Bright Star. It's at the Kennedy Center until Sunday. It's the new musical by Steve Martin and Edie Brickell. We've got information on our website, wypr.org/Marilyn Morning. Judy Russick, Happy New Year. We'll see you next time.
See you then.
On 88.1, I'm Tom Hall. More after a break for the news. Stay with us.
Of him, I had a vision.